Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
All right, I don't know if it's been 10 minutes or 20 minutes, but it's time to play Soundbite of the Week on Issues Etc. We have four sound bites from this week's audio. We're going to play them for you, and we want you to vote which one you think should be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can vote for any reason, whether you like it, agree with it, disagree with it, dislike it, find it remarkable, find it stupid, whatever reason you find for voting for your pick for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, it's all good. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback at issuesetc.org. We're going to listen to these four soundbites, then I want to hear from you, which should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And the best vote this week will get the LPR bundle package. That's our I Have Issues t-shirt, our Issues Etc. travel mug, our Issues Etc. bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. pen. Goes to the best vote for soundbite of the week this week. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one comes from Pastor Peter Bender. He's talking about honor your father and mother.
Sometimes parents have the mistaken idea that they know they should be honored and obeyed by their children, and they want to impress that upon their children. But in so doing, they sometimes are unwilling to admit their own faults, unwilling to confess their own sin, as if that disqualifies them from the office of father or mother. And actually, none of us is in the office that we have, whether it's father, mother, husband, wife, or pastor, because of our merit. It's all a gift of God's grace. And one of the ways that parents can teach honor in their children is when they're willing to confess their own sins and ask forgiveness of their children. And in that way, too, Christ is central and the gospel is made central in the home and informs the way in which that honor and obedience to parents takes place.
That's soundbite number one. Feel free to vote for that one for soundbite of the week or soundbite number two. Pastor George Borghardt talking to teens about sex. This is how he does it.
That's what I always tell the girls. If that boy wants that from you, then ask him whether he'll give up his life for you. And if he'll give up his life for you, then he can wait for marriage. If he won't give up his life for you, if he's the one that's going to throw you under the bus or push you forward and say, shoot her first, well, then he's not worthy of your hand. And to the boys, I say, why would you turn her into an object, like your iPod or iPhone or your computer? This is a person for whom Christ died. When Jesus loves the church, he loves her, he gives his life for her. Step in front of the bullets for her, boys. And that means you can wait until the place where the Lord gives you for that to go on.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943. Or email your vote to talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. Pastor Will Whedon on... Well, he's commenting on the way that the Westminster Confession begins, the chief end of man is to glorify God. He wants to make sure we understand what it means to glorify God.
The Calvinist statement is fine if you remember that there is no greater glorification that you can give to God than magnifying him in the reception of his gifts. He is the giver God. He wants to dish out to you eternal life, the forgiveness of all your sins. He wants to give his spirit into you. He wants to impart the body and blood of the Savior into your mouth to fill you with his own divine life. He wants to give, 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 give. That's what he does. You glorify him by extolling him as the giver God, which is what the creed is about. So you're not really glorifying him for his sovereignty, that he's the big boss overall. But you glorify him. Well, remember how we put it in the creed? O Almighty God, you who showest his almighty power, chiefly in showing mercy and pity. keep that straight, and you've got it right.
That's soundbite number three. Pastor Will Wheaton on the chief end of man is to glorify God. And here's soundbite number four. Dr. Lawrence White on abortion is morally unique.
There are a great many issues before us, and you're never going to find a political leader with whom you agree on everything. But abortion is unique in its urgency, in its clarity. It is the defining moral issue of our culture. As we look back, for example, for a historical parallel to the 1920s and the 1930s and the economic and political chaos going on in Germany, there were a good many German Christians of every denominational background who looked at Hitler and held their noses about his racial policies. They didn't agree with him on that, but they liked his provisions for restoring the economy and bringing prosperity out of the Great Depression, and so they overlooked his ranting and raving about the Jews and voted for him because of his foreign policy or his economic policies. And look what happened. That evil festering at the heart of who he was and where he stood destroyed everything. Abortion is unique in that sense. It is the determinative single issue for Christians. And we must vote first and foremost as sons and daughters of Jesus Christ on this issue. And if we do, perhaps even at this late hour, we can still turn the tide in our country.
Should that be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. The leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. Stay informed. Read the new broadcast transcripts on this subject. You'll find them at the top of the on-demand page at issuesetc.org. These transcripts are a must-read for every layperson and pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Issuesetc.org. Click on demand.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit the CLCC.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.
Now, only our listeners can cancel us. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Bernard Hildebrand, Chris Aiello, Sylvia Hunnewell, Ryan Sigler, Alan Koop, Maren Swafford, Kimberly Scholting, Kathy Brinkmeyer, Kurt Brinkmeyer, and Diane Lawrence. Thanks for your support.
It's Issues Etc., soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, the 12th of June. We're inviting your votes for soundbite of the week. Phone callers get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. All right, so should it be soundbite number one? One moment, please. I seem to have lost soundbite number one. There we go. Pastor Peter Bender on Honor Your Father and Mother. Or soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt talking to teens about sex, 1-877-623-6943. Or should it be soundbite number three, Pastor Will Whedon on the chief end of man is to glorify God? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Lawrence White on abortion is morally unique, 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Matt in Nebraska says, Pastor Bender's comments are so practical for a sinful parent like me. We sometimes get so caught up in our vocations that we fail to remember that God is the one who puts us in them. We treat them like our special possession in which we must not experience or at least admit failure, just as God is the one who gives us the privilege of being parents, children, pastors, employers, and employees. So it is God who will be the one who will serve others through these vocations and who will forgive us when we fail in them. Matt, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. Another vote comes in from Scott in Illinois, who's voting for soundbite number two, George Borghardt. I'm voting for this one because I can use this message even in the public schools where I teach. Sadly, I don't know that I'd be taken seriously. Among my students, there's so much individualism and self-centeredness, but at the same time, there's so little self-worth. Scott, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. This vote comes from Josh in Wisconsin. He's voting for soundbite number three. I'm voting for Pastor Will Whedon for reasons that are completely unfair to your other guests. Pastor Whedon was an in-studio guest, whereas the others phoned in their interviews. Nobody phones in an interview here on Issues, etc. There are no phone-in interviews. We call them. They don't phone it in that sense. Everybody gives 100% here, Josh, but I know what you mean. Not that I'm unappreciative of the technology that allows Issues, etc. to have guests from across the country and around the world, but in-studio guests are more pleasing to the ear. And he says, this vote is a great tie-in for the upcoming one-year party where Issues, etc. fans can also be in-studio, if you will. Well, thank you, Josh, very much. You're right. Being here in person is always better than phoning it in. Thank you very much, Josh. A vote for soundbite number three. This is a vote for soundbite number four from Jake in St. Paul, Minnesota. I vote because while I agree with him about and his views on abortion, I have to disagree with him. This is a unique issue for Christian voters. An issue being tiptoed around of equal impact and importance by the church are all forms of birth control. The church fights the war against abortion, as it should, but the fact is that logic behind the forms of birth control are eerily similar to the logic behind abortion on demand. Yet my own church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, doesn't seem to have any inclination to address the issue with the same fervor as the abortion issue. Perhaps Issues, etc., should explore the parallels between the logic and motivations of abortion and the logic and motivation of birth control and see how the motivations are the same, often for both. And Jake, I would direct you to our on-demand page, issuesetc.org. Click on demand. You scroll back a month or so. You'll find actually a live debate we had here in LPR Studios on the issue of contraception and birth control. And there, a few of those things were discussed. And thank you very much for your vote. Here's Steve in St. Louis. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
I'm going to go with number four.
And why?
I have just finished reading the great book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. And one of the things that was very interesting in the book highlighted was how the Nazis were able to successfully dehumanize other groups, so that way when you devalue those groups as being valid as fully human, then when you create all types of atrocities against them, society doesn't win.
Steve, thank you very much. And I think that's the parallel that Dr. White was drawing there, was that Christians at the time felt that they could turn a blind eye to some of Hitler's crazier ideas because he had such a great plan for the restoration of Germany. Well, one came, yes, the restoration of Germany, at the cost of the other, which in the end destroyed everything. Thank you very much. Alan in Oklahoma says, if Harry Madsen is Issues, etc. his own Paul Harvey, and he is, then Pastor Borghardt is Issues, etc. his own James T. Kirk. I never thought of the parallel there. Now, he's not talking about the new Kirk in the new Star Trek movie. I think he's talking about the William Shatner Kirk. I love his passion and panache when he speaks on his vocation as pastor. So I guess that's a vote for soundbite number two. Here's a vote for soundbite number two as well from Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. I like the entire segment, though, Pastor Borghardt's explanation of why he doesn't say that word might also have been worthy of a soundbite, but having two soundbites of the same person in the same interview would not be fair to the other guests. The only thing that I can think that would have had that would have made this better, and perhaps it was an inadvertent omission because it was on the fly, would have been to do the flip side of the coin as well. Girls are becoming more aggressive in demanding the marital act from their boyfriends and have encountered a few young men who are being pressured by their girlfriends, not the other way around. As a single guy who seems to end up on this topic with our confirmation summer program, I really appreciate Pastor Borghardt's reluctant but straightforward take on the entire subject. Thank you very much, Michael, for your vote for issues, etc. The soundbite of the week, that would be number two. Let's see, this one comes in from Kirsty in Fort Riley, Kansas, perhaps a member of the military. Soundbite number four, Lawrence White. Abortion is truly a festering evil in our world. Unfortunately, I think that his analogy to Nazi Germany was not correct. There are far too many Christians who are not holding their noses but voting on other issues, but voting precisely on the wrong side of the abortion issue. This is the defining moral issue of our day, but if many Christians wouldn't even ask, and answer the question, what is it that we are killing? I don't know how the tide will be turned. Kirsten, thank you very much. It's true that there are Christians who will tell you, and we've had people call this program and say, look, abortion's important, but I got to worry about my taxes next year. Sometimes that outweighs abortion. I agree with Dr. White. Nothing outweighs that. Ray in Los Angeles sends us this email. My vote for soundbite number four, Dr. White, I think abortion is removed from the top of the list because people are either tired of voting based on an issue they believe can't be won, despite the morality of the issue, or because of selfishness. They vote based on what affects them personally, what they think affects them personally, rather than in service of their neighbor. Great point, Ray. Thank you very much for listening in Los Angeles. And this vote for soundbite number three from Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. I like number four, pointing out the uniqueness of abortion and that it is the defining determinative issue for Christians. But I'm going to vote for soundbite number three. God is glorified as we receive all the gifts He keeps giving and giving and giving to us in His word and sacrament. It doesn't get any better than this. Marilyn, thank you very much. A vote for soundbite number three. Ron in the Twin Cities says, great soundbites. While a parent of four and the first bite is especially compelling, Pastor Whedon gets my vote as that singular understanding is so very important that we glorify God by receiving His gift. How alien, how foolish. But what the Bible teaches, a Lutheran understanding of the Bible is so cutting, so simple, and yet so hard to understand, and so beautiful when the Holy Spirit gives us that understanding. So soundbite number four, I believe, is the winner, and here it is.
There are a great many issues before us, and you're never going to find a political leader with whom you agree on everything. But abortion is unique in its urgency, in its clarity. It is the defining moral issue of our culture. As we look back, for example, for a historical parallel to the 1920s and the 1930s and the economic and political chaos going on in Germany, there were a good many German Christians of every denominational background who looked at Hitler and held their noses about his racial policies. They didn't agree with him on that, but they liked his provisions for restoring the economy and bringing prosperity out of the Great Depression, and so they overlooked his ranting and raving about the Jews and voted for him because of his foreign policy or his economic policies. And look what happened. That evil festering at the heart of who he was and where he stood destroyed everything. Abortion is unique in that sense. It is the determinative single issue for Christians. And we must vote first and foremost as sons and daughters of Jesus Christ on this issue. And if we do, perhaps even at this late hour, we can still turn the tide in our country.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Dr. Lawrence White on abortion is morally unique. And to Ray in Los Angeles, who emailed his vote in just a little bit earlier, if you would email us your mailing address and your shirt size, I want to send you the LPR bundle package. We need your shirt size, your mailing address, and just email that to talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week. The Issues Etc. 300 is a group of congregations supporting Issues Etc. every year in their annual budget. They put Issues Etc. right in the church budget as part of their mission or advertising budget to the tune of $1,000 or more a year. It's the Issues Etc. 300. Find out more about how your congregation can join. Issuesetc.org. Click promote. There's a flyer there you can print out as well. Issuesetc.org. Click promote. When we come back, we'll talk about media coverage of George Tiller's murder. Molly Ziegler Hemingway will be our guest.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.